Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast on what is a very wet Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. And I think they've started the cloud seeding again because the sun has not got its hat on. Regardless, thanks for downloading this. Thanks to Quantum Hypno, hypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. I appreciate all of that. And we're going to talk about Doctor Who a little bit more. Yeah, because, I mean, it's funny, really. As you know, Doctor Who is now the wokest that Doctor Who has ever been. And, of course, the left love that. The progressives love all that. They love the idea of, yeah, finally, we've got a black Doctor Who. Just what we needed. Not only that, but in his private life, I believe he's also gay. Not that that should matter. But again, it's tick boxing, isn't it? And his enemy, I think, is a drag queen in it. Not that I watched it or would have any intention to watch it. But here's the funny bit. It's not only me that didn't watch it, the new series. Not a lot of people did. It's just recorded as funny. Doctor Who has been branded woke and unwatchable as TV ratings plummet for the return to the screen. So Russell T. Davis, the author, the writer who behind some of the previous series of Doctor Who has returned, and they've got the new Doctor, Kuti Gatwa. Yeah, it's all super duper fine. And Disney are actually funding some of the financing on it now for the BBC. So the Doctor's new adversary, yes, is played by an American drag artist. I kid you not, called Monsoon, who has since gone viral following the show's return for correcting another character for using him pronouns incorrectly. So the very first episode of the new series, they've got pronouns going on. They've got drag queens going on. They've got an element of race thrown in there. It's just unbelievably. So you might think, well, okay, but how did it do? Well, the first episode got 2.6 million views on primetime BBC on Saturday night, according to TV Zone. Now, that doesn't take into account the streaming figures, but that's the number of views it got, broadcast views, 2.6 million. Okay. So let's trot back a little bit in time and let's go back to the last series where it wasn't just as woke, although it did have Jodie Whittaker, the female Doctor. Well, it got, I think, about 4 or 5 million views. If you go back further in time, the Doctor Who episodes were getting around 5 to 6 million views. So if you go back in time, 5 years, let's call it, they were getting 5-6 million views. It's now down to 2.6 million views. So just to make it clear, these are the worst viewing figures ever for this series here in the UK. The worst ever. So, yeah. I mean, what is it to say? Go woke, go broke. The BBC can't go broke because it extorts all this money out of us via the unfair license tax. But what's clear is that Doctor Who was always a children's TV series. It was aimed at kids, children, teenagers. That's the market for Doctor Who. It's not about men and women. It's not really for men and women. We can watch it if we want, yeah. But I mean, I haven't watched it in years because it descended down the woke rabbit hole. Of course, I wouldn't watch it. But when I was a teenager, actually more to the point, when I was a youngster before I even hit my teens, it did have a significance, but that was a long time ago. And we had the Daleks and we had the Cybermen and we had the Master and all these kind of arch villains. And we had the Doctor. We had the Doctor with his female companion, who was usually quite eye candy, if you like. And it worked back then. You know, it worked back then. It was just something kids watched. Parents didn't watch it. Adults didn't watch it back then. But of course, we've become an infantilized society. So now the woke, you know, purple-haired, nose-ring, gender-unsure individuals are watching this, and they're clapping their hands, and they're going, yes, at last, we've got the black Doctor, because we needed the black Doctor in a country where it's 95% white, right? We've got the black Doctor, and he's gay in personal life, so that's a tick box, and he talks about colour, so that's a tick box, and we've got a drag queen in it, who's his enemy, and the drag queen fights pronouns. This is what they've constructed. This is what Russell T. Davis has apparently constructed as being the, this is the salvation of the Doctor Who. Now, they might think that it's going to sell in the States. That might be the game. I don't know. But it's pretty obvious. And if you check back, which I have done over the last several series of Doctor Who, what happens is the viewing figures start at whatever the first episode is, it tends to hit a high. And then it falls back and back and back. So if this continues going this way, as I say, it started with historical low viewing figures. And if that continues to go back, this is going to be an absolute car wreck of a series. And as I said at the beginning, I'm on the side of the Daleks in this one. I mean, I hope the Daleks wipe the Doctor, the TARDIS, and all the rest of them off the face of the map. That would be quite good, because at least the Daleks have, I mean, I don't think the Daleks are fighting pronouns yet. I don't think the Daleks have sort of, discovered that some of them are actually, trans. So on that basis, I think I'd stick with the Doctor, but it looks like not that many people care, and not that many people are watching this latest woke rubbish from the BBC.